Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are pleased to see you chairing this meeting and assure you of our full support and cooperation. We would also like to appreciate the effective support provided by the ISU. Pakistan aligns itself with the statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of NAM. We have a few additional comments in our national capacity. Mr. Chairman, BWC is the first multilateral disarmament treaty banning an entire category of WMDs. It has built a robust international norm against the repugnant notion of using disease as mean of warfare. Although membership of the BWC is not yet universal, no state openly claims today that biological weapons are a legitimate means of national defense. We deeply value the BWC's contribution to global security and see it as a vital pillar of global security infrastructure. Pakistan supports the institutional strengthening of this important convention by enhancing the implementation of all articles in a balanced, non-discriminatory, and comprehensive manner. Pakistan is of the view that the most effective method of strengthening the BWC is through the conclusion of legally binding protocol that covers all the articles of convention and includes a multilateral verification mechanism. We attach special importance to Article 10 of the convention concerning transfer of knowledge and technology for peaceful uses of biology. In recent years, advances in the field of biological sciences have opened up new avenues for the peaceful application of biotechnology. International cooperation in this area must be promoted and enhanced through an institutional mechanism as proposed by NAM. BWC continues to be challenged by the absence of institutional mechanism, not only on compliance and verification, but also on response and assistance in case of deliberate use of Article 7 and on international cooperation in peaceful uses of Article 10. While Pakistan views CBMs as a useful tool for increasing transparency and building trust and confidence among state parties in the implementation of the convention, such tools cannot be a means for assessing compliance by state parties, for which the only method is multilateral negotiated legally binding mechanism with verification provisions. Mr. Chairman, the lack of verification provisions coupled with suspicions of non-compliance and increasing concerns about the implications of certain scientific and technological advances reinforces the need to seriously reconsider the resumption of negotiations on a legally binding protocol. It is fundamental and critical to the success of the treaty in upholding the collectively evolved norm that advances in the life sciences, biology, and biotechnology are used only for the benefit of humanity and never as a weapon. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, let me note that Pakistan, as state party that has always met its all financial obligations under the convention in full and on time, is pleased with the measures that were put in place last year to address the financial challenges faced by the BWC in a durable and sustainable manner, including by ensuring the continuity of approved program and activities and priority treatment for funding the ISU staff contracts. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.